Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Goldman Sachs hiring a person to open up their crypto business. We'll talk about Amazon Web Services launching Amazon blockchain templates, and we'll talk about Circle's over-the-counter business growing and actually increasing minimum order sizes. Feels good to be back. I was away on traveling, but we have a lot of interesting things to talk about and some interesting developments. I had some good ideas on the road about what kind of analysis and what kind of things I can share with you guys. And actually, I'm thinking about doing a quick analysis on a lot of these coins that we have in the top 100 list. And I will only share them in the Telegram group. So if you're not part of the Telegram group, make sure to sign up there. The link is in the video description or in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast. And there I will actually share a bunch of analysis in the coming days. So stay tuned for that. First of all, let's start with Bitcoin. A lot of good price developments in general. Mainly today, nothing really special in terms of price, but Bitcoin Cash is still going strong. Some people are talking about it being a bit overbought. As you know, we don't really make a lot of judgments in terms of technical analysis. However, I think technical analysis can be helpful if you're looking for a good entry point. And for Bitcoin or generally the crypto market, I want to say this area where we are currently are around 8,800 is a really interesting area. This is kind of the confirmation area. If between 8.5 and 9,000 Bitcoin confirms the amount and then crosses the 9,000 line, I think we're back in business. We will go back up. This actually means that normally when Bitcoin starts to run again, that all the altcoins will go down. So be prepared for this. But as soon as Bitcoin has kind of reached its current peak, then the altcoins will start to run as well. So place your investments wisely, make your research, be prepared for this next run that we're going to. And how big it will be, how long it will take, nobody really knows, but that's what we're here to talk about. So first of all, let's start with this interesting story. Goldman Sachs hires crypto trader to head digital assets division. So Goldman Sachs is an interesting company because they kind of deny that they are building out a cryptocurrency business. Obviously, there is a certain amount of interest, be it from institutional investors or also retail investors, for Goldman Sachs to actually offer any kind of cryptocurrency products. Currently, they don't have anything that they're offering. However, obviously, Goldman Sachs kind of owns a cryptocurrency trading desk by indirectly holding a minority ownership stake in a fintech startup called Circle, which has recently bought up Poloniex. And it says here that Circle is actually including an OTC trading desk that processes more than 2 billion in trades per month. So Circle is actually, Goldman Sachs has actually a minority ownership of Circle. So they're kind of indirectly in this cryptocurrency space already. However, the news of today or the new news right now are actually that they have hired or quietly hired a person called Justin Schmidt. And Justin Schmidt was a senior VP at 7/8 Capital. And the idea is that Justin Schmidt will actually take care, will be the vice president of the firm's securities division and head of digital asset markets. Now, this is very interesting because for Goldman Sachs and for all these big banks that are making these interesting hires that we're seeing left and right, it is, you have to think about it in this way. There is something that these people, especially at Justin Schmidt, who is already well paid, has an interesting position, and is already in the finance world, that Goldman Sachs can offer them or is promising these people. And these people are seeing that Goldman Sachs wants to make a step into that direction so that they're actually quitting their job or moving jobs to a more traditional bank like Goldman Sachs. So definitely there is something in the bush going on, and some developments are happening. Now, officially, Goldman Sachs is still saying there is no cryptocurrency trading desk planned, or actually what exactly they will offer is still not clear. So it's kind of interesting to see on one hand, they are trying to hire these people. On the other hand, they're not really offering us any kind of information about these things. So there is definitely something going on. I would really kind of keep an eye on this. What exactly this means for you as an investor, unclear. It definitely means that banks are moving into the industry. Banks are really looking at this right now. So this is generally a very positive sign in general. Now, next up, we have a very, very interesting story. Amazon Web Services launched blockchain templates to compete with IBM, Microsoft, and Oracle. So, as you know, Amazon has this huge business called Amazon Web Services, and it runs, I want to say, a majority part of the big internet sites that you know are currently running on Amazon Web Services, be it for storing files or images, or actually just running the servers. The server architecture that Amazon is providing is so simple, so quick, and so cheap that a lot of startups, a lot of big companies are actually relying on the Amazon architecture to grow their business and actually run their business. So whenever, for example, Amazon Web Services down, or at least parts of Amazon Web Services are down, it really means a lot of in general that the internet is down, that there is a problem, all of these things. So a lot of the internet is actually relying on Amazon Web Services. Now, what they have kind of done here is started something called Amazon Web Services blockchain templates. And what it is Amazon Web Services blockchain templates offers you a choice from two of the most demanded blockchain frameworks that provide support to two versions of the technology, Ethereum and the Linux Foundation's Hyperledger Fabric. Now, you have to think about it this way. When you're creating, let's say, a website, a web application, a mobile application, you can use Amazon Web Services and launch it quite quickly for a very cheap price. So basically, you can, with 2, 3, 4 clicks, you can set up your application to run on Amazon Web Services. Now imagine if this happens with blockchain technologies, and they are relying on these really interesting technologies. Ethereum is one of them, kind of to be expected. As you know, a lot of these coins in the top 100 are actually ERC20 tokens. So they are running on the Ethereum kind of network. And this is exactly what makes Ethereum such a powerful investment, in my opinion. You have to kind of have parts of that in your investment, in my opinion. However, this is not financial advice, but still, I think Ethereum is something that you have to think about, at least if you believe that the platforms, or I want to say the platform or the network like Ethereum, will grow even bigger. And this is exactly confirming these steps into those directions. So Amazon was always rumored to be implementing blockchain technology themselves. Maybe they are, but if they're starting with something like this, it only means that more developers will flock to Amazon, more developers will start using technologies like Ethereum, and Ethereum will grow in popularity, and in turn, Ethereum's value will go up. So you have to keep this in mind when you're doing your investment. Now, the other platform they're offering is from the Linux Foundation. It's called a Hyperledger Fabric. It says it will also enable you to create blockchain applications, and it also provides you with access control and permissions for data on the blockchain. Hyperledger Fabric will be a more appropriate variant for those who need to establish a private blockchain network or want to limit visibility of transactions that can be seen for each party. Now, what is interesting now, Amazon is actually not the only company that offers this. So currently, both Oracle, IBM, and Microsoft are also in this business, as well as Huawei, which has announced that they are starting kind of a blockchain as a service platform. And you have to keep in mind that for Amazon right now, this is, I think, a very, very big part of their revenue comes from Amazon Web Services. So there's definitely a demand here. There's definitely a big industry that's being built right now. And it just shows that We are still very early at this, and we are still building out the infrastructure of these applications and trying to really get developers to flock to the different platforms. So this for you as an investor essentially means think about Ethereum, think about other platforms, and think about how this will affect your investments when it comes to platforms. So we have here as well some information about the blockchain templates that they're offering. For the podcast listeners, we're currently on the Amazon page explaining everything. And if you have an account, you can essentially just play around with it. So if you already have an Amazon Web Services account, you can essentially build a bit on those platforms. I know that I have played around with Amazon Web Services a little bit. So it's fairly easy if you're knowing what you're doing. Now, next up and final news story of the day, Circle's over-the-counter crypto desk doubles minimum orders to $500,000 while clearing 100 million US dollar trades. Now, Circle, as you know, is kind of a, I want to say, fintech startup, payment startup, and fintech in the fintech space. And they have opened up their over-the-counter business to cryptocurrency traders. And previously it was actually around $250,000 to do. As you know, over-the-counter means that it's parallel to the exchanges. You have an over-the-counter business that's running. That's where the big people, the big whales are spending big money to acquire cryptocurrencies. Now, over-the-counter exists in almost all markets. The idea of over-the-counter transactions is actually that when you're putting in an order for 30 million, 400 million, I don't know what kind of amount of millions, it essentially means that you are not trying to move the price too much. And in a market with little liquidity right now, such as cryptocurrency compared to other securities, you can move the market price very, very quickly if you're buying and selling on the exchanges. So what people are doing is they are actually putting in those orders in the over-the-counter trading desks. And there, it actually, the minimum ticket size has moved up to 500,000 with an average of 1 million US dollars. So that means if you're putting in orders of at least 500,000 or an average 1 million US dollars, you should use over-the-counter business that Circle is essentially offering. It essentially also means for you that you're paying less fees or different fees, and that there is a certain amount of liquidity guaranteed by the other party. So Circle is kind of the middleman in between the buyer and the seller. This will only go up. The over-the-counter trading desks seem to be quite interesting, especially for cryptocurrency, where currently institutional investors are trying to position themselves in different areas. And as you see here, Gemini, the cryptocurrency exchange founded by Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, recently announced that it would begin offering block trading with transaction data reported on a delay to minimize its impact on exchange pricing. This is exactly the case. So if you're trying to do big orders, this will actually happen. So they're implementing something called block trading. Another US-based exchange, Kraken, began offering over-the-counter trading in April as well. So this is a really lucrative business also for exchanges, which are already doing a lot of money in terms of trading. So this will only grow. And the thing is, over-the-counter doesn't really affect the price on CoinMarketCap if you're invested here. So don't believe that when people are doing big or like a double digit or triple digit number in millions, and when they're doing investing into cryptocurrency, that these numbers will change. They won't. However, if the institutional investors position themselves, and for example Amazon and Goldman Sachs and all of these big companies start offering cryptocurrencies, be it as a platform, be it as a kind of product, financial product, then they will definitely create a certain amount of interest for these coins, and this in turn will bring the masses to invest into, let's say, on Coinbase, on Gemini, etc., and this in turn will increase the prices. So that's something really important you have to keep in mind as an investor. Over-the-counter trading normally doesn't really affect the prices for you as an like small investor, if you will, but it will generally build up the general demand of cryptocurrencies by just moving big companies into this space. And yeah, that's already it for today's news. As I've said in the beginning, I will start releasing certain research only on Telegram. So make sure you're signed up on the Telegram group. You can find the link in the video description and the YouTube channel or the show notes. And from there, yeah, we'll take it and we'll see wherever we're going. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.